Hello. Good morning. Yes, last Tuesday's was blank. Sandy, last Tuesday's class tape was blank. Linda, last Tuesday's tape of this class was blank. According to one of my students who has ears. So I don't know what you do about that. I don't know what. So I now informed everybody I know, so do with it what you want. Perhaps we could reteach it. We could do it over again. What are you doing Saturday? We could all come in and do it over. Do you feel like you need to warm up? Okay, put your coat on, please. Okay, stand, please. Next on my list.
I know, I've had the interview before. Okay. Joanne, let's see, do you play as good as Joanne because you didn't have a turn to play? Yeah. Why don't we try you so you can have another chance? We'll try you, Rob. We are playing "O Let Everything That Hath Breath Praise the Lord" that's in E flat. And then we can just have them sing it through first.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who was the gentleman that used to hide behind the wall that was great?
Okay. I just wanted to get my pencil so I could write some things down, but now it's too late. But anyway, what I noticed first is like when we first started off, we needed to really put an attack on it, like, oh, that's everything. Like, that's important because it's starting off the song with emotion and an expression. So that's one thing that we need to start with next time because we're going to sing it over again. And then also on, like, everything and, and then everything, and then let and praise. Those words we need to really put emphasis on. Like, oh, let everything, and then, oh, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, you know. And, like, put emphasis and expression into it, okay? And so let's sing it over again. First of all, did anybody else notice anything that I didn't? Anita? Yeah, I noticed that, yeah. Especially at the beginning. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, concentrate on beginning and then concentrate while we're singing it on expressing, you know, those words, those main words, okay? Anybody else? Okay, let's sing it over again. And an expression, and also your faces too. I kind of like that, so you guys could smile and put, you know, your hearts into it. That was good. And like for this song, it's really good. It's kind of like a song that we're gonna preach to the body. You know, like body, oh, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So praise the Lord because we're breathing, and God has blessed us. You know, and you know the devil will come and tell us and lie to us. You know, and say, oh, you know, we're not blessed. You know, I mean, well, we're blessed, but you know, we kind of take it with a grain of salt sometimes. You know, and because of the deception of the devil, sometimes we get into, we don't really realize how blessed we are. So just remember that we're blessed, and that we're gonna praise the Lord. You know, George, did you want? Since I had him sing it twice, show me to sing it over again. To see. Oh, okay, good. We can sing it one more time over. Let's see if I can find anything else first that you guys can. I noticed that the fellas were a lot more expressive and louder. Boy. Pardon? And, well, let's just sing it. I guess I can just say, let's just sing it as if we're going to preach it to the body, okay? Like if you're standing up here and there's the body out there and we're just going to preach it, okay? So let's sing it one more time. Expressive than the first time. I mean, there's a big difference. If I had a tape recorder, then you guys could hear it. But you guys are a lot more expressive on your words and just all together more expressive. So you did really good.
Anita? I have a question. Does everybody know the name of the Lord? Who doesn't know the name of the Lord?
I can wing it, but Joanne would probably do a better job.
Okay.
She knows the song better.
Joanne, do you know this song? How to... Okay, would you play that? It's in the key of C. Sing again, right? Okay. Now that you know the words, go ahead and play again. You need to open up your mouths more and be more expressive. I want to be convinced that you have the victory. Every trial that you go through is working for you, and it's a mental concept when you sing. If you can just, no matter what you're going through, Jesus has the victory. He won it 2,000 years ago. And so think of a mental concept no matter what you're going through. Open your mouths up. That's real important. You've got the victory. So, you know, you're a Christian and you want to convince other people that, you know, Jesus is the way. And, you're coming to set the captives free, the ones who are bound in sin. And you need to proclaim the liberty that you have in Jesus' name. And then the Bible says to always give thanks. So you want to always have a thankful heart. So with that in mind, a mental concept in mind, of you have the victory no matter what. Sing it again. Power, put power and emphasis behind this song. You did better, much better. But there needs to be like the power of God. I mean, a real convincing power of God. And do you understand what I mean by power behind the song? Does anybody?
Of course not.
Okay. Okay. Okay, we come in the name of the Lord. Maybe if I could just say it, and the words that I emphasize, that's what I want you to emphasize. We come in the name of the Lord to set the captives free. We come in the name of the Lord proclaiming liberty, especially that you're proclaiming liberty. And then we come in the name of the Lord to magnify His name. For in the name of Jesus, the victory we claim. So victory and the last, for in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you have the victory. Okay, sing again, please. Song is You're More Than Wonderful. But it wasn't real good either. Okay, the message of this song is, you're more. Jesus is more. Whatever is wonderful, whatever is good, Jesus is more. He's more than wonderful. He's more than marvelous. He's indescribable. So when you sing... We're going to start out singing more. We're going to sing, you're more. You're more. Really get that M out there. Just really emphasize that M. And we're going to start out softly, and we're going to build to the key phrase, which is, oh Jesus, you're the object of my longing heart. And when you say climax of this song is object. Jesus, you're the object. And some of the key words are Jesus, Jesus, you're. And when you get to that you're, just you're, like that. Just to, you know, really emphasize that. And the object. It's really important when you get to object that you get the B in there and the J in there and the C in there and the T in there, because that's not a real common word, you know, in gospel music, object, you know. And if you don't say it just right, they're not going to hear object. They might fit something else in there, you know, in their mind, but you want to get that out, object. You're the object. Okay.
And then the last line is kind of like, therefore, how I love you, come and love me, precious Lord. And precious is really an important word, and you can do a lot with that word. You can, precious. When you sing precious, sing it. How I love you, come and love me, precious Lord. What's precious mean? Precious. Everybody say precious. Now I'll say it again. Precious. Think of, you know, a real treasure, just something like a, you know, you see a little baby duckling or a little chickie, you know, and it's so precious. Or you've got a diamond ring, you know, or a box of gold or something, you know, it's precious. Come and love me, precious, precious Lord. Okay? And we're going to start out softly, and we're going to build till we get to how I love you, come and love me, precious Lord. Okay. And Rob, you start out soft too.
Second.
You start out soft too, and then we'll build together.
You're more than wonderful. You're more than marvelous. You're indescribable, yet so desirable. Oh, Jesus, you're the object of my longing heart. How I love you, come and love me, precious Lord.
That was a lot better. We still need even more emphasis, and to build even more. And one thing I forgot to say was, at the end of each phrase, when you say, I'll sing it just once for you, you're more than wonderful, like that. You're more than marvelous. You're indescribable, yet so desirable. Oh, Jesus, you're the object of my longing heart. Like that. Okay? Start once more. And build all the way through up to that last line, and you just explode.
You're more than wonderful. You're more than marvelous. You're indescribable, yet so desirable. Oh, Jesus, you're the object of my longing heart. How I love you, come and love me, precious Lord.
Okay, that wasn't as good as I would have wanted it, but that's all we have time for right now.
Absorb all of that. You know, you work on one or two little items and then you come back all the time to see more.
The next song we're going to work on is Come Precious Jesus. Do you know that? It's in E-flat. I don't think we have written music for it yet. And just one note before, as you sing this, this is such a good follow-on on Joanne's song. So keep the same frame of mind as you sing this. You're singing it to Jesus instead of a praise type song. So let's just sing it once and then we'll see how it goes. By the time we're done with this, even in a short amount of time, I think we'll see a real difference. First of all, the concept that we started out on is that you're singing this to Jesus, but it's more than that. This song is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that you have in this class today, that you have whenever we step on the platform, wherever you're singing this, that just keep in mind that it's just you and Jesus. You can forget the people out there, you can forget the other people around you as far as you're not ministering this to them, you're not exhorting them to do anything, but what you want to do is lock right into Jesus. The thing that I think of when I think of this song and sing this song is how I felt as I walked down the aisle when I got married. And the only thing that I could see, it didn't even enter my mind to look at the people or who was there or my friends or anything else. All I could see was my beloved and his eyes. I didn't look at how he was, you know, outfitted or any context of the Song of Solomon. So you want to, as it says in there, to ravish his heart. You want to ravish the heart of your beloved with this song. So as you're singing this, you don't want to sing it in kind of a happy, clappy type attitude, but what you want to sing is, come, 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 oh, come, precious Jesus. Come into our hearts tonight. Come, 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 oh, come, precious Jesus. Lord, we want you tonight. It's like a bride that is just, oh, I want you more than anything else in this whole world. And I know that that's each one of your hearts that you do, but see, you have an opportunity more than just singing this as a song and words and notes and pretty music that someone got from the Lord. You have an opportunity right now in class to, with all the sincerity of your heart, be singing this and actually become, as you're singing this, so irresistible that your beloved will come. The presence of God will come down. I know it's happened to me many times as I've sung this and I've walked away different because of meeting with the Lord. And so that's what you can, that's your goal in this song. That's the whole theme, that's the whole tenor of this song. Now, the mechanics to do this, because you have to know how to make this all come about. So the first thing that I want you to work on is, did you notice how I built on the come, come, come? It's not just come, 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 oh, come, precious Jesus. Come into our, kind of like, would you come to my birthday party type thing. It's something that's building, and so to do this, you're going to need support. You're going to be using your diaphragm. You're building it through. You're starting. You're building an intensity, not so much volume. Although the volume builds, never do you get really loud in this song, but you get really intense, and you can feel that in here, just as though the sensation is if you had an object here, and you were steadily trying to push it. That's what this will feel like. Through here, you don't let up as you're singing the come, 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 oh, come. And that's where you're going to release that intensity on the oh, come, precious Jesus. And again, it's precious, like Joanne got you to sing. So let's sing it through again, just working on that part mainly and building each of those. So it's, the music is even written in an ascending way so that it does build if you just do those things. If you just let it build, the music will build that way. Before that we will open wide, it's we want you. And then the last one after the open wide section is we love you tonight. So first you're wanting him and then you're loving him. That was better. You're still going to need to build a little more in intensity. Really feel it. I could see from some of your faces that you really were getting this concept, that you were really beginning to build it. But, there's so much more. Now on the next section where you're going to sing, we open wide. That's just the way it feels. We open wide our hearts to you. We will sing your praises and love you too. So come and enjoy the love of your bride, precious Jesus. We love you tonight. And I always sing tonight because I forget today. If it's today, so we'll sing tonight. So that you're with me. So that's the way you want to sing it. Do you get the idea that I mean? Let's sing it all the way through. But when you sing the, we open wide our hearts to you, we will sing your praises and love you too. So come and enjoy the love of your bride, precious Jesus. We love you tonight. By the time you get to that last, precious Jesus, we love you tonight. It's just so precious. You know, if you're going through this song with that concept, you're just melting at that point. And the Lord, I'm sure, is too. He finds you irresistible and just wants to just run as fast as he can get to you. So that's what you want to do when you sing the Lord, we want you tonight, on the end of the first part. In order to make the Lord really live, see what I did even? It's Lord. It's not Lord, we want you tonight. It's Lord. So you're going to emphasize, you just let the L roll right off. You emphasize the L and be sure and tack the D on so that it's Lord, we want you tonight. Instead of just Lord, we want you tonight. You know, kind of dull, dead. You don't. That's not someone you're in love with. This is someone that you're in love with. He's won your heart. I know he has, each one of you, over and over again. All the things that he's done for you as he's taken you into his presence, he's won your heart. And so this is your chance to win his heart and to say, come with the impetus that you come and I am going to ravish your heart. I am going to just shower love upon you until your heart is so pleased and so delighted you just, as it were, can't stand it anymore. So with all of that, let's sing it again. Draw me, Lord, closer to you.
Just like Diane was saying, this song is just a song that we are expressing our love to Jesus, and we just want the most important thing is for Jesus, just for us just to have that personal relationship with Jesus. We want him to draw us closer to him. That's the most important thing. So I just want you to, we'll just sing it one time through and just keep that in mind as you're singing it. What, draw me, Lord, closer to you. I'm sorry. Jesus, and I just want you to keep asking the Lord as you're singing this, just to draw him closer to you. This song has some long words in it, long notes in it, like draw and Lord and, well, actually, Lord and closer to you, and we can't let those be static at all. We kind of have to let the whole song build, and we just have to remember as we're coming to the ends of phrases, not to let them die, but just to kind of crescendo as you're like to you, and then dropping back just a little bit after you crescendo. And as we sing it again, I want you to keep in mind that the climax is till all that I want and all that I need is you, only you. So I want you to just build from the very beginning till all that I want. Okay. Emphasize more, and that's closer. We want to be so close to the heart of Jesus. And just as we're singing that, I want you to keep that in mind, that draw me, Lord, closer to you. And as you're singing Lord, also I want you to, that is another one of those long ones, so I want you to kind of let it build and drop back, and then emphasize closer in both the first two phrases. And then I want you to emphasize till all that I want, so emphasize the words all, and all that I need is you, only you. Okay, so with that in mind, I want to go ahead again.
Thank you.
We're going to sing a wonderful song today as soon as Rob finds it. It's called, No Matter What Great Trial the Devil May Bring, I'm Going to Let God's Praises Ring and Ring. E flat. On this song is every song that you sing and every song that we learn in music ministry, whether you're going to be future members of music ministry or not, is that each one of these songs is a personal commitment. And I know that that's what the Lord showed me when every time I sang one of these songs was that I couldn't just sing the words, but I had to make that personal commitment in my own heart every time I sang it. And this particular song, when it came out, I was going through a certain trial at that time, and I remember my heart just rejoiced when I really first heard this song, because I decided and made that commitment that I was going to let God's praises ring no matter how I felt, no matter what trial the devil put upon me. I was going to let God's praises ring because he deserved those praises from my heart, no matter how down in the dumps I might be, or you know, whatever the devil was bringing on me. And so when you sing this song again, I want you to emphasize that you are going to let God's praises ring and ring, no matter what great trial the devil may bring. And another thing, too, that when I first sang this song, when I made that commitment in my heart, I just said, okay, devil, okay, demons, you listen to this. And I started to sing it to the devil, too. And I made that commitment that I was going to sing this song to the devil and let him know that I was going to sing God's praises and I wasn't going to listen to him. And so sing it to the devil, too. Let him know that you're going to let God's praises ring, you know. And also, I want you to think about the person who might be sitting in the, you know, towards the end of the pews or wherever he might be sitting that is going through a personal trial. And another thing that the Lord has been showing me, that through each one of these songs that I can make that personal commitment myself. But even as I'm singing them, it's like I'm making the commitment and praying for that person as well, that I'm making that commitment for them, even though they might not be able to at that time to stand up and just with everything they've got let those praises ring, but fight for them as well and make that commitment for them in your heart while you're singing this song. So let's sing it again, and remember that you're going to sing it to the devil and that you're going to let God's praises ring no matter what. Okay? I'd like to sing it one more time, and again, please emphasize with everything you've got that you're going to let God's praises ring. Okay?
Song I have today is called I Want to See You. And I think the most important words in this particular song are I want to see you and I will seek you. And I think one of the most important things I do when I'm singing this song is I close everybody off and I just picture Jesus in his glorified body. And I just say, boy, I got to have that guy in there to wake up to him. It's much better. I have nothing against you people, but if I'm standing in church and singing to you people there, you're singing to me, I'd rather picture Jesus me there, because he's a, I mean, it's just like that big diamond, you know, it just glowing. Boy, I'd love to kiss that guy a few times any day. So the words are, I want to see you in all your beauty, in all your glory, as though he's standing right in front of you, in all your love. So I will seek you until I find you, and then be there behold you face to face as he's right in front of you. I just love his face. And he may be homely, who cares? I want to see this guy one day. So we'll go through it once, and I'd like to have everybody stand here. I think this song is just a mellow type of song, and just a picture Jesus in front of you, and just say, I want to see you. And boy, I want to grab a hold of you, and just say, boy, just I love you, and I love you, and I love you. But let's go through it once. I don't know what key this is in, but... getting the idea, basically just having the Lord, you can't touch him now, and he's in front of you, and you want to see him all his beauty, and all his glory, and all his love, you just want to see him, you want to see him, you want to see him. If you could picture anything in life, that's all you want to picture in your mind, no matter what kind of trial you're going through, just picture him. I do that every night when I walk home from work, and I just picture him walking in front of me, and it's so nice to see him in front of me. It's just, everything just flees away, and I'm just at peace. It's wonderful, because I'm going through a certain trial. We'll try again. It's good. Again, I want to see you in all your beauty, in all your glory, and in all your love. So I will seek you until I find you, and there behold you face to face. Just like that, one day in the rapture. Okay, one more time.
Picked a very difficult piece of music because that kind of piece of music requires a couple of 3 hours of very subtle tweaking. Something like that takes a lot of subtle tweaking. Very difficult piece of music to do with. The comments he made, I think, were very good as a beginning step. I'm going to make some comments based on some of the things some of you said, and don't take anything personally. First of all, except you can take this one personally, pianists, both Joanne and Rob, I think, are doing a top job for you. I really appreciate the job they're doing. It's great. I may forget who was the person involved in some of these things, so if you remember, you forget, okay? First of all, it's important to use the word we instead of you. I think it was Anita who was using the word you exclusively when discussing a more general... like if you say, now, you go over there and do that, you don't say, we, Anita, go over there and do that. We go, we use the term you, but when you tell him... If you can, as a leader, if you're always using the term you when talking to them, you will develop unconsciously or inadvertently, actually, a you-we syndrome. Actually, we-him, we-they. We are less than her or him, whoever the leader is. We are not as capable as they are, and they know it, and they continually remind us because they separate them from us. And the devil is fast to bring this thing, and it's not the intention of the leader ever to do that, ever. He might say, like tenors, you need to use a more expressive phrase there. But if you're talking to the whole group, we need to emphasize this more. See, we need to express that away. The reason is it's a one-team thing. We're just us, and you're no better than they are, really. When we all get together, it's just us ministering anyway, because hopefully you are ministering with a group that you're conducting. And so to give the idea of the one team, if you're dealing with a specific group or on a specific thing, that we need, you know, you need to do that specifically, tenors, or you need to do that specifically, bass. But if we all are going to be doing something, the whole choir is going to be participating in some sort of expression or something, you should use the term we. It really helps to retain unity. The other just becomes a little tool of the enemy. No big deal, but just to help along the way. Someone, I can't remember who, spoke through, I think it was Anita again, spoke through the words all the way through the song. Was that Anita that did that? Somebody, anyway. They spoke it the way they wanted it emphasized. Now, that's excellent technique. That is excellent technique. It really can help because all of a sudden you hear what words they mean, see? And when you say something, when you orate a song, being poetic, you can really express the song far better when you orate it than when you just talk it, see? And that helps because orated poetry, is that a right word? I don't think so. Well, you get what I mean. I invented that word today for the purpose of you understanding. In other words, something that is spoken with emphasis, that is spoken to convince man, to convince a man's mind type thing. Speaking with emphasis and with emotion and that sort of thing expresses something that just reading words doesn't express, right? It's like if you've taken fundamentals of Christian education, you learn how to tell a story and how not to tell a story. Right? You've got to get into that story. Both Craig Lasher and Chris DeLuca, high school, Chris is almost out of high school and Craig's just out of high school. They come over and tell stories to my kids. They really get into these stories. In fact, Gary Barnett was the worst. He'd be up and down the hall and in and out of the rooms. And I mean, when he told a story, he was into a story. They believed Gary's story. So I had to tell him to be careful what he said. But, I need to take a couple minutes and do this. So that's a good technique. I just want to comment on a lot of the methodologies that Joanne used was very good. Though I think she did or somebody said, or maybe Diane said, we need more emphasis. It's not really more emphasis that we need, as we need more self-abandonment. A lot of times it is that. It's more self-abandonment needed, not more emphasis. And you need to learn as a teacher or as a leader how to tell the difference. I mean, yeah, maybe they could, you know, punch a word here a little bit better, but maybe what they need is more self-abandonment so they're going to actually speak all of the words, see, all of the phrase the way it should be done. Another thing, Diana had a lot of good things to say. Diana, I mean, Foxworthy, had a lot of good things to say. But she fell into a trap that many of us fall into, and that is you can talk people out of the anointing. It's real easy. If you're not getting back and singing it again, not giving something, getting back and singing it again, see, and jumping back on it again, and get them doing it, see. If you don't get them experiencing the anointing, you're going to talk them out of it, see. Sometimes you have to bring a little sermonette, sure, and that's fine. But once you're done with that, you need to just make a few comments and get them back doing it and keep them active, and they're going to enter into the anointing much better. Because what they can do is you can do something, get them into it, and I've done this so many times I know how bad it is. Sing it again, and then you talk for too long, and then everything is lost. See, they forget, they're not building on the next singing. The thing about a rehearsal is every sing through, every phrase is building upon the previous one. And if you take too long between them, you'll lose the building blocks. Sue made an incorrect statement in that she didn't qualify it. She said, we need to build all the way through to what was to be the top phrase. Now, just think of this as building all the way through. That's okay if they already have the qualification, which this group doesn't have. And that is that You never build a song from beginning to three quarters of the way through to the top. You don't. It doesn't do that. Because the concept in the singer's mind, who doesn't know what you mean, is you start at pianissimo and just gradually, on a graduated basis, just get louder and louder and louder to the top. And a song isn't sung that way. And you know it wouldn't sound, I could describe it or sing one for you and it would sound funny. But what it is each phrase has its own shape, right? Every phrase has its own shape. And she was trying to get things to be sung that way. Draw me, Lord, closer to you. See, the top of that phrase is closer. Then it goes back down. Draw me, Lord, closer to you. The top of that phrase is a little higher than the top of the previous phrase, and that's your building point. See? Building to the, till all that I want, all that I need. See, there's four little mountaintops like this, and each mountaintop is higher. In that sense, the song builds, but only in that sense. The top of each of the phrases builds, but the whole song doesn't just graduate like that, otherwise it would sound strange. That's the qualification. It does build to the top, but it builds via the mountaintops of the individual phrases. And last and not least, or maybe least, Marianne made the comment to sing it to the devil. That's, I understand what she meant, and so do I, but to help you along the way is I wouldn't use that term. I would say sing it on the behalf of the listening devil. All right? Because I don't want to take the time to sing my songs about the Lord to him. I don't want to take the slightest time of day for him except when I have to get delivered or have to get someone else delivered. But instead, make the commitment to the Lord and let the devil know that you know he's listening and he better listen to this because you mean it. And then go on and just give it to the Lord. See, and that's, I knew that that's what she meant. But when you're publicly speaking, what you mean and what you say have to be very close to one another. Right? Okay, very good. We'll continue this next time. I do encourage you, though, we're not getting as far along as I'd wish, that you condense down your talking that we can get some more stuff, get more people through. Okay, you're dismissed. Thank you.